Well, excellent team victory tonight, today, this afternoon. Very proud of our football team. We beat a very good football team in the Dallas Cowboys, very well coached. I thought the schematic challenges throughout the week and what went on here today is what you live for and what you love about the competition in this league. That once again, that's a fine football team we beat. Offensively, the balance that we were able to have, I thought was key. You know, running the football starts up front. The adjustments that our run blocking unit was able to make throughout the football game and handled a number of things that they threw at us was impressive. So in Aaron, in the management of it, as always, you know, from Aaron was an outstanding job. So the balance I thought was critical to our success. Defensively, you know, we let some big runs get out, you know, out of the gate, but you know, other than that, the 7 points on the scoreboard is what counts. So, you know, the ability to keep giving the offense the ball back was a big positive. Special teams, very impressive. I think really, I thought both teams played well on special teams with the ball placement, the coverage units, you know, our particular coverage units with Jeff Janis, very, very productive. Obviously, I think with the three tackles and handling the football. In regards to the play calling, I think it's really, you know, an adjustment in our process. You know, most of us have been together a long time as a coaching staff. You know, Tom and I spoke on Monday, and the reality of it all is, you know, Tom's been calling it, and I've been suggesting things, and we just shift gears, and where I called it today, and he was suggesting things. So it worked out. The decision was made because, you know, I feel as the leader of this football team, I had to make sure I maximize all the, you know, opportunities or resources to say and to give our team a chance to win. So personally, it didn't feel very good. It didn't feel good at all. That's a challenge with these types of decisions. But professionally, it was what I felt I needed to do. And it's in regards to Tom Clemens, he's a big part of our success here, has been since day one, and will be as we continue forward. So this is an adjustment in our process, and this is the way we'll go forward. With that, I'll take your questions.
Hey, Mike, who called all those running plays today?
The line. They checked them all. They're all passes.
So. As a play caller, what was your philosophy today? Was that weather-based? Was that something that once you took over, you wanted to do that more today? What was
kind of And really, the process doesn't change. We get together Mondays and we start grinding through the preliminary game plans, and then we collectively, you know, went through the plan on Tuesday. And this is the way. You know, the weather was a factor. I thought the way our players handled the football was critical. The broken tackles that we had as a perimeter group was a big key in our success today. And we felt that going in on that track that we had to make sure we stepped out of these tackles. From the Cowboys, and our guys got that done. But it always starts with the run, and you know, the guys up front that did a phenomenal job of making adjustments. You know, Dallas is a heck of a football team, and they don't come any finer than Rob Marinelli in the way they challenge you schematically and fundamentally, and their energy and so forth. So that was a fun game to compete in. I mean, there's a lot of good football that was played today on both sides.
Mike, what did Eddie show you that you said, I believe in him, I can go back to him?
Well, I've always believed in Eddie. I mean, you know, if, you know, we all make, you know, a couple bad decisions along the way, and that doesn't change, you know, my opinion of any player. So, he needed to refocus, and he did that, and you can see it from, you know, when we stepped on the field on, you know, the early week practice Tuesday. So Eddie was Eddie and James was James. I thought they both were exactly where we want to be. We want to be a 1-2 punch, and we want to go after teams aggressively like that. So, I mean, that's the way we need to play here in Lambeau Field, and particularly that's why you got to play in December.
What do you hope will be the benefits of you calling the plays?
The benefits? Well, I mean, like I said, nothing's going to change. The meetings and the way we go about things. So, you know, play calling is a lot about rhythm and flow. I'm a big believer in that. And you got to have the quarterback that can manage it. And it's really the play caller's responsibility to feed them. Keep feeding them. Spin them to them as fast as you can get them to them. And he does the rest. And there's no one better at it.
Mike,
obviously.
I'm sorry?
You think there are advantages to no huddle like you did the whole first half?
Well, I mean, that's our base offense. Our base offense is no huddle, and that part hasn't changed. Really, when you play in bad weather games like this, to keep the tempo up is a challenge. So I thought our guys did a great job with that.
Did you have any concerns making this move? Were there any things that worried you?
The personal part of it was brutal. But, professionally, I felt like I had to do it. So I was worried about making sure I was going to do my job good, like I do every day. So a lot of extra preparation and had a lot of help from the staff, like we always do. Like I said, we have a pretty good process of putting together game plans and getting our players ready to play. I think we've done it at a very high level for 10 years here. And once again, we made an adjustment, and that's the way we'll go.
One of the things that you liked about when you made the change was all the time you were spending with defense and special teams. This, I would have to think, will take away from that. How much does it take away from that?
Well, it's I think like anything in this game, I've made the mistakes myself. You can't do two things. I mean, you have to put your efforts in one of two things. Whether you're coaching offense, and I learned this in my first year as a coordinator, you either got to really stay focused and where you're in the front end of it or in the back end of it. But that's no different if you're a head coach. I mean, I don't know if you can really go a third. I tried some format of it. I tell you what, it was the best experience of my coaching career. I think we're a better team because of it. I know we're a better team because of it. I think, like all of us, I don't care what profession you're in. When you're in the room every day, you see things that you didn't see when you're out of the room, and then no different when you walk in. When you're in another room every day, there's things you see from the outside of the other room. So the ability to keep doing that and going back and forth, I think it's been very beneficial to the team, and because I know it's made me a better coach, and my goal is for us to be a better team because of that.
Mike, you'll never not be the play caller again. All right.
I'm going to call him next week. We're one game at a time here.
When did you start thinking? I mean, I'm assuming this didn't just come to you. I'm assuming you thought about it for a while.
Maybe evaluation and analysis goes on every day. I mean, a big part of not only being with the defense and special teams was. I think there's a world of analytics that I really don't want to get into that, but we've tapped into. So I mean, that's time consuming.
On Friday though, you stood there and said, "Frankly, I need to shut up more." What changed?
It was last Friday. Huh?
It was right after the Lions game. What something did you think?
I was still excited about the game. I wasn't thinking about this week.
Okay. Two more, Mike. So what?
I'll take the pass.
I guess those are your analytics guys that are standing by you as you're calling or as you're on the field there, right?
No. David Ryan's assisting.
So does that – because this is really – is this the first time that you've really utilized them extensively when you're calling plays?
No, that's with the Surface tablets, you used to only have so many books in the past. So now you have more resources. So I'm able to have my own book where I didn't have one before.
And
so that's all that is.
Information.
Correct. Well, it's a network of information. Yes, confirmations. You listen to what's happened, and now you're able to grab that. And I mean, it's an incredible tool. It's an incredible teaching tool, and I think it's helped all of us, players and coaches.
Aaron had been very vocal about supporting Tom at least publicly. When did you let him know that you were going to make the change, and how did he react?
We talked at some point during the week. I thought it was important not to. Tom and I, and maybe a couple other people knew about it, because there's no reason to really get into it, from a competitive advantage. I don't know how other coaches view the play callers, but there's a lot of time I know on our end that we spend on play sequencing and things like that as you prepare for certain guys, and you have history on certain coordinators and play callers. So I just felt from a competitive standpoint that we tried to go all the way to the game with it.
Coach, you always want to
course you always want to score as many points as you can and get to a big lead as you can, but is there more of an emphasis this time of year? You talk about running the ball and stopping the run, you know, December and come playoff time, but is there more of an emphasis on getting a lead like that 14-zip and just trying to hold on to it and kind of leaning on your defense a little more?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the way you want to play. It's you know, it's easy to play from out front, no doubt. And we're, you know, being balanced is so important because, you know, whatever part of the country you're playing, you're able to line up and compete.